Sadly, the drug's unanticipated side effects had not emerged until years later when Sinsky passed through puberty and yet never developed a menstrual cycle. She would never forget the dark moment in the doctor's office at 19 when she learned that the damage to her reproductive system was permanent. Elizabeth Sinsky could never have children. "Time will heal the emptiness," her doctor assured, but the sadness and anger only grew inside her. Cruelly, the drugs that had robbed her of her ability to conceive a child had failed to rob her of her animal instincts to do so. For decades, she had battled her cravings to fulfill this impossible desire. Even now, at 61 years old, she still felt a pang of hollowness every time she saw a mother and infant. "It's just ahead, Dr. Sinsky," the limo driver announced. Elizabeth ran a quick brush through her long silver ringlets and checked her face in the mirror. Before she knew it, the car had stopped, and the driver was helping her out onto the sidewalk in an affluent section of Manhattan. "I'll wait here for you," the driver said. "We can go straight to the airport when you're ready." The New York headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations was an unobtrusive neoclassical building on the corner of Park and 68th that had once been the home of a Standard Oil tycoon. Its exterior blended seamlessly with the elegant landscape surrounding it, offering no hint of its unique purpose. "Dr. Sinsky," a portly female receptionist greeted her. "This way, please. He's expecting you." "Okay, but who is he?" She followed the receptionist down a luxurious corridor to a closed door, on which the woman gave a quick knock before opening it and motioning for Elizabeth to enter. She went in, and the door closed behind her. The small, dark conference room was illuminated only by the glow of a video screen. In front of the screen, a very tall and lanky silhouette faced her. Though she couldn't make out his face, she sensed power here.
"Dr. Sinsky," the man's sharp voice declared. "Thank you for joining me."
The man's tautly precise accent suggested Elizabeth's homeland of Switzerland, or perhaps Germany.
"Please sit," he said, motioning to a chair near the front of the room.
"No introductions?" Elizabeth sat. The bizarre image being projected on the video screen did nothing to calm her nerves. "What in the world?"
"I was at your presentation this morning," declared the silhouette. "I came a long distance to hear you speak. An impressive performance."
"Thank you," she replied.
"Might I also say you are much more beautiful than I imagined, despite your age and your myopic view of world health."
Elizabeth felt her jaw drop. The comment was offensive in all kinds of ways.
"Excuse me?" she demanded, peering into the darkness. "Who are you, and why have you called me here?"
"Pardon my failed attempt at humor," the lanky shadow replied. "The image on the screen will explain why you're here."
Sinsky eyed the horrific visual,